All right. Good morning, 1 Million Cups Ocala. My name is Aiden White Pfeiffer, and my brother Max and I founded Florida Sustainable in June of 22, and we farm crickets for human consumption. Okay. All right, so quick background on Max and I. We were both born and raised in Vermont. I got my bachelor's of science from UVM, my master's up in Gainesville at UF. Max also went to UVM and then served in the military for 4 years as a US Army sniper. And then when he got out, he came down to Ocala where we met up and decided that we wanted to start a business. So we wanted to start a business that had a purpose and a mission that would motivate us through the inevitably difficult times that were ahead of us. Next. So one day we stumbled upon a video from Business Insider highlighting a massive cricket farming operation up in Canada. So to us this was fascinating because of the, I guess, uniqueness of the idea, but also because of some very important factors that we learned about crickets that were very influential. Next. So first of all is the amazing nutritional profile of crickets. About 70% of a cricket's body weight is pure, complete protein. So complete meaning all 9 essential amino acids. The remaining 30% is loaded with tons of vitamins and minerals, loaded with iron, calcium, prebiotic fiber, vitamin B12, as well as a good balance of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids. So that's pretty incredible. In addition to the pretty amazing health benefits of crickets, there's also the sustainability side. They demand very minimal resources in order to farm. In comparison to traditional livestock, there's an almost negligible carbon footprint that they produce. In addition to that, thanks to their efficient energy conversion, as primary consumers, they're very low down on the food chain. About 1.7 pounds of feed results in a pound of crickets, which is very efficient. And then on top of that, they require not very much water as well. They also pose no known risk of transmitting any diseases to humans. So for that fact, they're also a very safe alternative. So the more we learned about these health benefits, as well as the environmental impact, as a alternative protein source, the clearer it became that our current food industry in the US could benefit from insect farming in general. And this kind of helped convince us that cricket farming might be that purpose-driven pursuit that we were seeking. So now how does one actually consume crickets? In many countries across the world, particularly a lot of Southeast Asian countries, it's very common to eat insects whole after they've been fried or dry roasted and then seasoned. In the US, a similar yet niche market already exists. This is more though as a novelty purchase. If you go to somewhere like Grandpa Joe's, you can find some box of crickets or So, but again, more of a novelty purchase. The much more efficient, nutrient-dense, versatile, and for an American audience, approachable way to consume crickets is through cricket powder. So cricket powder, you can add to almost any dish if you wanna just sprinkle some on to boost its protein content very quickly. It has no flavor, it's flavor neutral. So if you were to just eat it directly, it would kind of have a nutty, earthy taste. But some people, if they're being real negative, they'll say it just tastes like cardboard. So it it just absorbs any kind of flavor that you put into it. The powder bakes very well when it's spliced with flour, so producing any baked goods like cakes, brownies, bread, pasta, or any dry mixes, it's very suitable. So in order to produce about a pound of cricket powder, you're going to need 3,000 to 4,000 crickets. to be dehydrated and ground into a fine powder. So that's a ton of crickets. And to produce those that cricket powder at a competitive price, we kind of realized that we would need a very large industrial farming operation. And this, in conjunction with the fact that Max and I had zero experience farming anything before, next slide, meant that we were going to have to start small with the farming and kind of learn the ropes as we went, as we shifted our focus to developing our own brand of products made with cricket powder. So in addition to this being a much more viable route to revenue, we kind of would use the opportunity to gauge the demand in the U.S. for this alternative protein source, whether or not people would be interested in cricket products, as well as one day hopefully we'd be able to source our own crickets for our products, and which would warrant the expansion of our farm progressively over time. So we pitched the idea to family friends who shared our enthusiasm for the whole venture, and they agreed to invest in our startup, for which we're extremely grateful and very lucky. Next one. Now, if we didn't know much about cricket farming at this point, my brother and I knew even less about making edible food. So this is when our business became a full family, an even larger family endeavor, when our mother joined to display her culinary craftsmanship. She has since become our CEO, thanks in part to her natural ability to organize and tell her sons what to do. All right, next one. All right, so together we developed a suite of delicious protein-packed products, including pancake mixes, brownie mixes, protein shakes, tortilla chips, protein bars, and many more not shown here. Next slide, as well as our own line of the novelty-style cricket boxes, Tipsy Crickets. Next slide. So we have also attended many farmers markets last year, as well as pop-up events, so that we could gain some insight into our target audience, as well as trial a variety of products and kind of test where we were seeing success, as well as identify what our hero product would be. So we recognized that marketing was certainly going to be our biggest hurdle for obvious reasons. So we decided that it was worth it to hire a marketing team. A marketing team to help us develop a unique brand, Lucky Leap, which would center around our hero product, which is our gluten-free high protein pancake mix. So next slide. So here's kind of some more, brand story and brand kind of visualizations of what we're going for, our vibe. There's our the website in progress. So we should be launching within the next couple weeks. This whole process should be done. It's taken a while, but we're excited for it. So next slide as well. So moving forward, we're going to continue growing the farming operation. There's a lot of learning hurdles for sure. We are kind of trying to scale up and source our own feed, our own organic feed, and do a lot of different things. But our biggest challenge, which we are most focused on at the moment, is on the product side, and it will be getting the shelf space in the appropriate stores once we go forward with our Lucky Leap brand. So we recognize that growing brand awareness is going to be very difficult. Ocala is not the most ideal location to interact with our target audience in person. So we recognize that online marketing and self-promotion is going to be a big factor in kind of the success of our brand. So we also are very aware it's easy to be cost ineffective in this area. So we were hoping to maybe pick the brain of someone who has experience bringing a packaged food product to market with some success. So hopefully that we can avoid some of the very common mistakes. Next slide. The 1 million cups community could also help by, first giving us a follow on our different social media platforms. That's where we'll be posting our once we release our brand, then all of the launch info is going to be there. So yeah, thank you very much.
Very good.